The Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters says there were several measures proposed that would have harmed the environment, but there was never a final vote on them. The league's Ann Sayers says those bills involved groundwater withdrawal and weakening local control over frack sand mining. Sayers credits public pressure for helping stop the measures.
So we see conservation voters immediately jumping on the ability to email legislators voicing their opposition or writing letters to the editor, sometimes even coming to Madison to testify at a hearing or meet one-on-one with their legislators in their office.
Sayers says some people became energized after what she calls a losing battle, the passage of the mining bill that may help a proposed iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin.
This is a huge blow to conservation voters statewide. We found that overwhelmingly, voters opposed this bill, and we really felt like our concerns weren't heard.
Sponsors of the mining bill say it could help create jobs in mining and at mining equipment manufacturers. The Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters says a couple of Republican state lawmakers joined some Democrats as making an extra effort to help the environment. Three Republican senators made the group's dishonor roll. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.